Noel Coward's private lives. Ian Ogilvy and Rosalind Ayers star as Elliot and Amanda, the madly in love and madly in hate couple who wreak emotional havoc at every turn, and all brought off with Coward's trademark wit and finely tuned sense of life's, and especially love's, absurdities. We begin with Noel Coward and what many consider to be his finest play. From the moment Private Lives premiered in London in 1930, it was a huge success. How could it not be? With Coward himself and his soulmate Gertrude Lawrence playing the leads, and a young Laurence Olivier as the priggish Vincent, Coward unleashed a royal battle of the sexes. With characteristic understatement, Coward commented, "I think very few people are completely normal, really deep down in their private lives." In fact, if you pause long enough to think about it, you'll realize the plot resembles that of a tragedy. The protagonists, Elliot and Amanda, lampoon the hypocrisies and pretensions of modern manners and social conventions and seek true love regardless of the cost to their reputations. Once they free themselves from the outside world, however, their inner passions and jealousies, their private lives, consume them, leaving them trapped in an inescapable cycle of love and hate. As Coward himself sang in the song 20th Century Blues, "What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for?" But Coward, who always believed his first duty was to entertain, wraps his bitter pill in glittering comedy that makes quite a surreal progression from bad manners to misfortune to full-blown absurdity. Prone to cynicism and irreverence, his glamorous upper-class characters seem incapable of taking much of anything seriously.